Good morning and welcome to Backyard and Beyond. This morning we're visiting with Vicki Christensen, and she's the director of the Oneida Public Library. Good morning to you, Vicki.
Good morning.
Vicki, there's always something special going on at the Oneida Public Library, but you have a guest coming that is really special on Monday, November 7th. Tell us who that is.
Yes. We have Gail Kittleson coming. She's going to be talking about her new book series that she's writing. It's a historical fiction set in World War II times, and we're all excited. She's going to bring like a 1940s, I don't know, clothesline of some kind to hang up, and so
she tries to make it real, right? I mean, bring back that, make it really like okay. Something you could actually touch, perhaps. I mean, that does make it all much more meaningful.
Yes.
Very
yes.
Good. That's a great plus for that. So yeah, as I understand,
she'll be also giving us pointers on writing memoirs.
Oh.
She does workshops for memoir writing, and she does women's retreats for writing workshops and all kinds of things like that.
Mm-hmm. Where is she from?
I don't know. She's Northern Iowa is all I know.
Okay, well, that's close enough. And her books are, as I understand, based in Iowa.
Yes. Women in the 1940s during World War II, yes.
And that's interesting. She's focusing more on the home front, so to speak?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I haven't read the books. We just got them in. We're trying to get them processed and cataloged in time for her program on Monday.
Good. So you will have them there as people come to the program.
Yes.
And will she be selling books also?
I assume she'll be selling and signing.
Okay.
I didn't specifically ask, but I'm sure that's part of her plan.
Sure. I would think that being part of, you need to be a creative artist to write, but you also have to be a bit of a business person if you want to continue
Definitely.
To be successful.
Yes.
And this is an interesting twist. I mean, we've been hearing many of the World War II veterans finally talking about what went on in their lives was as they were serving on the different fronts, but not so much about what happened to families back home.
Yes, yes. We're kind of anxious and excited to get started on this new series of hers.
Okay, and I understand she had a first book titled In Times Like These, and then,
yes.
And then the newer one is In This Together.
Yes.
So, and also fiction, but I'm guessing she's done a lot of research so that it's very realistic.
Yes, she's a college, she taught expository writing in college, and so she knows what her stuff, I think.
Uh-huh. Well, interesting, and people who are interested in writing would find this a great opportunity, and they may find out more about all the other possibilities she offers.
Yeah. I think so. I think she will have good pointers for people who are interested in writing their own story, their own memoirs, things along that line.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So Gail Kittleson is the author that will be there, and we'll remind folks again. Oh, we didn't say what time.
It's 5:30 to 6:30. It's on our website, and it's on Facebook, Oneida Public Library Facebook.
Okay, good way to find out about your libraries wherever it is to go. I think most libraries have some kind of connection, either Facebook, website, or both, and a good way to find out what's going on at your libraries because, as I said, there's always something going on. You get new books in all the time, don't you?
Oh, yes, constantly. We had a shipment in that we processed yesterday. I don't know, probably 15 new books came in yesterday, so there's always at least five a week, maybe at the least.
Okay. So always want to be checking to see what's new. And I know you have activities throughout the year. Do you have anything special planned coming up here through the rest of November or December?
Yes. For November, we have our book fair the 16th through the 19th with Usborne Books. Lisa Karstens is the rep for that. And she always does a good job of selling, and then we get, I don't know what her percentage is, but we always get quite a few new kids' books then.
and buy books. And by the way, that's a great gift to think about, new parents or Christmas gift or just somebody you know likes to read, great gift. But when they purchase that book, they really are actually kind of purchasing books for the Anita Library, and they never even knew that.
They definitely are. We have her come in the summer when we have our teens garage sale, and we always get $400 worth of free kids books that book sale.
That's great. That's great.
Yeah.
And what? Tell us a little bit about your children's programs.
Children's programs, we do after-school programs on Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday nights. Monday night is Lego Club, Tuesday night is Math Club, and Wednesday is Early Out Fun Day, because the kids, our CAM school system gets out early every Wednesday.
Mm-hmm.
So we do crafts. The kids, every year we get a different batch of kids. This year they're all for crafts. So we've been doing quite a few crafts this year.
Paper, glue, scissors,
yes,
and all the other stuff that goes with that.
All kinds of things that we've been, last year they were outdoor kids and they wanted to play football, so last year we did outdoor games. So it's...
you have to be flexible, Vicki.
Very flexible, yes.
So, and then do you have a summer program?
Oh, yes, all summer, yes. We have the reading programs. We have the Reading Buddies that's every Wednesday. And then we have special programs all through the month of June that we do. Last year we had a local guy come and teach us. He's a knot-tying genius. He did a knot-tying program. And we had a yoga lady come and do a yoga program and just all kinds of different educational program.
Okay. And then are you going to be planning, sort of putting you on the spot, but anything related to the holidays? Do you have anything special going on other than the book sale?
Yes. We do every, the first Sunday of every December, Anita has their walk through the Winter Wonderland. And so we get on the bandwagon and we have an open house and Santa Claus comes. It's like 4 to 7:30. And we have over 300 people.
Wow. Okay.
Then we have live music. We have crafts going on in the kids' room. It is a happening place.
You have to be prepared. Now, just because you don't live in Anita doesn't mean you aren't invited.
Oh, heavens no. The Winter Wonderland, we have lots of visitors from out of town for that.
Okay. Very good. And I'm sure you have computers for the public to use?
Yes. We have 11 patron computers for them to use freely. They don't have to have a library card. They can use computers. We have free Wi-Fi if they have their own device.
Okay. Well, lots of technology going on. And something else. Vicki, how long have you been there?
I've worked here 25 years, and I'm going to retire at the end of December.
Wow. Okay. So, you got to get that whole Christmas thing over, and then come January 1st, you can just kind of
relax.
And then you'll have more time to read books.
Definitely. I'm kind of looking forward to that, yes.
I mean, I think we often think that, well, the people who work in the library, they must read more books than anybody else, but maybe not so.
Well, yeah, it's tough. A big part of my job is reader's advisory, and so I have to, what I've had to do is gone to audiobooks.
Ah.
So I can read, you know, 2 audiobooks a week, sometimes 3, because I've got to read these books so I can, you know, do my advisory job.
Right. Yeah, you can look at other people's reviews, but sometimes that doesn't really connect with people in the Anita area, I think. Those reviewers are often
have customers and patrons coming through the door, they want to hear what your experience was with the book. Yeah.
And you get really acquainted with people and their likes and dislikes.
Oh, definitely.
Fun.
Yes, it's wonderful.
Yeah, fun part. Yeah, that's right. Okay, so remind us again of your author that's coming.
Gail Kittleson, 5:30 Monday night here at the library.
All right, everybody's invited. Come and find out more about the history of On the Home Front and visit with Gail. If you're especially interested in writing, this would be a good person to talk to.
Definitely.
Until next time, here is a thought from John Steinbeck. The profession of book writing makes horse racing seem like a solid, stable business.